This is the Tiger 102.75.
Police are seeking arrest warrants for several men following a shootout that killed one tourist and injured four people in central Bangkok on Sunday night. The shootout involving the use of military weapons has shocked local residents. According to the Immigration Bureau Acting Chief Police Major General Surachat Hakpan, the foreigners killed and injured in the shooting are innocent victims. Police say the shooting happened on Sunday evening at a snooker parlour in the car park of the Sentara Watergate Pavilion Hotel in Bangkok's Ratchathoe district. It's believed to be over a dispute between local snooker players and another group of players. Several tourists were at the scene and tour coaches were parked nearby. A 42-year-old Indian tourist was shot and later died in hospital. Those who survived the incident were a 45 and 28-year-old tourist and two Thai men, 22 and 23 years old. The tour guide said the injured Indians were in a group of Indian tourists taken by coach to dine at the India Gate restaurant on the ground floor of the shopping mall by the hotel. When the dinner was over, the tour party was given some time to go shopping before the coach would take them back to their hotel. Those who had finished shopping returned to the car park to wait for their coach when the shooting erupted. Another shooting, this time a suspected insurgent was shot dead in Songkhla's Tepa district early on Monday after army troops, rangers and police joined forces to try and arrest the man. The operation also resulted in the arrest of two other suspected insurgents. Police identified the slain suspect as 40-year-old Hamadaho Samson, who was wanted under an arrest warrant for allegedly taking part in a robbery at a used car tent in Songkhla on August the 16th, during which an employee of the tent operation was killed. When the authorities moved in on the house where Hamadaho was hiding with the two other suspects, the three opened fire at the officers, leading to a short gunfight. The body of the suspect was found after the gunfight ended. The two other suspects were sent to the military's Patani Interrogation Centre for questioning. The Anti-Money Laundering Office has temporarily confiscated euros worth 21.5 million baht that a Thai woman tried to bring back into Thailand at Sawanapum Airport without permission. The Thai woman, only identified as Mei Li at the moment, has been charged with importing foreign currency into the country in violation of the Finance Ministry's regulation and is also under investigation for allegedly being in breach of the Anti-Money Laundering Act. The suspect can appeal the asset confiscation order and present evidence proving the legitimate origin of the asset within 30 days. Thai law prohibits amounts over 450,000 baht being carried in and out of the country without the relevant official being notified. Police have arrested 23 undocumented Myanmar migrants at the Thai-Malaysian border in Songkhla's Sadao district yesterday. The 19 Myanmar men and four women were found by a team of troops and border patrol police. The migrants had been hiding at the border, waiting to sneak across the border into Malaysia. The migrants told authorities they'd sneaked into the country via the border in Ranong and travelled to the spot where they'd been waiting for a Malaysian man to take them for work in Malaysia. And there'll now be only one United Yacht Show presented next January in Phuket. Event organisers have united to show support for the yachting industry and Thai government's drive to make Thailand the yacht hub of Asia. Phuket's one and only boat show is to be called the Thailand Yacht Show and Rendezvous. In a joint statement issued by Andy Treadwell, the CEO of Aventia, owners of the Thailand Yacht Show, Gail and Olivia Burlow, owners of the Asian Rendezvous, and Gulu Lalvani, the chairman of the Royal Phuket Marina, it was announced that the three parties have agreed to collaborate in producing one combined show in Phuket next year. It'll be held from January the 10th to the 13th.